In the face of tight budgets, Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg is pushing legislation that would set new performance measures for schools and develop curriculum that would help students succeed in the workforce.
You know, I think when the governor takes a careful look at this and hears from the broad array of stakeholders in support of the measure, that we have a good chance for a signature.
Steinberg hosted a press conference at the School of Business and Tourism at Miguel Contreras Learning Complex in downtown Los Angeles to rally support for his package of bills, SB 547, SB 611, and SB 612. Lisa Gonzalez of the Association of California School Administrators said that SB 547 is the most important bill of the legislative session.
And SB 547 will bring the important elements of what students, parents, and the public care about, such as whether students graduate and whether they will go on to careers in college.
Current measures of schools are based solely on test scores. Steinberg says the bill is a response to Washington, D.C.'s failure to reform No Child Left Behind. Tom Torkelson, state superintendent of public instruction, says the new bill would make California a leader in assessment. He explains the problem of relying on test scores to evaluate schools.
I would say, since I'm in Southern California, that you wouldn't judge Dodger pitcher Clayton Kershaw by just one game. Why would we judge schools by just one set of tests?
The Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce, David Ratree, Senior Vice President of Education and Workforce Development, says the bills will help create greater opportunities.
I'd say the business community can't wait for this to happen.
The bills are still under consideration of the legislature. Beyond the specific bills, however, Steinberg says he hopes to build a broad coalition for the long term. Megan Suisse, Annenberg Radio News.